You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Likes Life by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 1. What does it mean? Sibo and her friends were sitting in class, chatting about the playground grass. Under the trees, it did not grow well, but out in the sun, it seemed to excel.
My grass at home grows all over the place, Lenny said with a smirk on his face.
Sibo replied, But your dad knows what's what. He also has a huge compost pot.
Yes, said Lenny. We have different kinds and some of the patches aren't even combined.
Teacher smiled and said, Well, you see, we call this biodiversity. Sibo's eyes grew large and round, another long name with a funny sound.
Please explain more. It sounds fascinating, that's for sure.
The kids all nodded their heads.
Yes, tell us more, is what they said.
Teacher agreed and answered, Well, okay, we've already finished our work for the day. Let us split the word apart. We have bio for a start. Have you heard this word before? Everyone was gazing at the floor.
Then Wayne said, Well, what I think is it means that your underarms stink.
Teacher smiled and said, No, I think you'll find that that is called B.O. Body odor is what that stands for. Bio is different. I'll tell you more. It's short for biological, means all living things, covers everything on earth that nature brings. From stuff so very tiny that your eye cannot see, to human beings like you and me. When you are older, you can take biology at school. You will learn about this subject. It's really cool. Diversity might sound like a very hard word, and is probably not a term that you've heard. It means there are many types of things, like butterflies with different colored wings, or lovely flowers of every shape and size, so bright and beautiful they dazzle your eyes. Think about trees. Some are big, immensely tall. Others, quite the opposite, and very, very small. Can you imagine how boring it would be if there was only one type of everything to see? If you went for a walk and the trees were all the same, wouldn't that be such an awful shame? Sibo clapped her hands with glee. She understood the meaning of biodiversity. She loved hearing about new stuff. In fact, she could never really learn fast enough.
Ness, she interrupted, and was rewarded with a glare. But Sibo was on a roll, completely unaware.
How come some things are found only in one place? Why don't the same things grow in every single space?
Good question, said her teacher, replying patiently. It has a lot to do with climate, as you're going to see. Some plants prefer the heat, others like it cold. The temperature range always needs to be controlled. Many people wonder what the fuss is all about if one single type of plant happens to die out. They think there's so much plant-like stuff that should it disappear, there'd still be quite enough. But things work together, and they go hand in hand. They are all connected, as I understand. If a certain type of plant dies out gradually, the end result could cause a major tragedy. You're all helping to save the world going to pot, because global warming is making it get hot. But some places might get colder by just 1 degree. This will make a difference, I can guarantee. Teacher glanced around the classroom. The air was thick with doom and gloom. Then, as per usual, Sybil's hand shot in the air, asking,
"So, miss, is this a problem everywhere?"
"Yes," replied her teacher,
"but it's not too late. Plus, there are many good things that we can celebrate. People are doing awesome stuff. They are all aware, and you, children, can go out and do your share."
Chapter 2. Dad has a great idea. Later that same evening, Sybil told her dad, making the whole story seem exceptionally sad. And Mum, who was listening carefully too, threw up her hands.
"Ugh, I don't believe it. You worry too much about the world and stuff. You don't get out and play enough. I'll say it again. I don't give a jot if the whole world gets cold or if it gets hot. I simply fail to understand how some tiny creature in another land can affect my life in one single way if it gets completely wiped out today. And," said her mother with a frown, "as for rainforests being chopped down, whinge, 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 is all I hear, day after day, year after year. The whole subject is a total bore. Oh, how I wish it could be a dinosaur. Those, the ugly things, if I can recall, have disappeared once and for all. Now, I'd like this conversation to cease so I can watch my soapy in peace."
Sybil snorted, huffing,
"Mum, you're mad. Your attitude, it's really, really bad. Here's a thing for you to think about. If all life on Earth died out, humans would be halfway down the list, according to the expert scientist."
The end of today's reading. Tune in to Zone Radio at 3:30 on Friday for the next chapter.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says, published by Let's Look Publishers, and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.